Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Our Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
leaders of political parties opposing ZANU-PF say they will not participate in national elections this year unless security and other key sector reforms are implemented first.
Prior to the holding of elections, amendments must be effected to the electoral law and to other laws that have a bearing on elections. Examples of such laws include POSA, AIPA, which impact on free political activity in terms of freedom of association, movement, expression, and the media.
As Deputy Prime Minister Atham Tambara tells Parliament, Zimbabwe must respect last week's constitutional ruling directing that elections be held by July 31.
For now, we are stuck with this decision, and the sooner we realize that we must work together and work within the constitutional framework of Zimbabwe, the better.
And Zimbabwe marks World Environmental Day, urging the nation to conserve food as some parts of the country struggle to feed themselves.
Leaders of political parties opposing ZANU-PF today said they will not participate in national elections this year unless security and other key sector reforms are implemented first. This means the parties will push to delay the election that the Constitutional Court last week said must be held by July 31st. Thomas Cheripasi has details from Harare.
The political leadership of ZAPU, Mavambokusile Don, ZANU Ndonga, and the MDCT and N formations met in Harare today to discuss the election roadmap and possible joint recommendations to the Southern African Development Community, which hold a special summit on Zimbabwe on June 9th in Maputo. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai told a news conference after the meeting that the parties agreed not to participate in the elections unless outstanding issues of the power-sharing agreement are implemented.
The leaders affirm commitment and readiness to participate in a credible, free and fair election after the implementation of the necessary reforms.
The Premier said several reforms, such as adjustments to electoral laws in keeping with the new constitution, must also be instituted before polls are conducted.
Prior to the holding of elections, amendments must be effected to the electoral law and to other laws that have a bearing on elections. Examples of such laws include POSA, AIPA, which impact on free political activity in terms of freedom of association, movement, expression, and the media.
Mr. Tsvangirai also pledged that the parties will speak with one voice as they address SADC ahead of the summit in Maputo.
The leaders expressed reservations about the practicality of the July 31 deadline set by the court and resolved that they will communicate their position to SADC. The parties therefore look forward to the extraordinary SADC summit to affirm previous SADC resolutions and agreed roadmap to elections. 8. They noted that the court action, ironically, supposedly informed by the desire to safeguard the rights of individual applicants, has resulted in the infringement of the rights of millions of Zimbabweans, in particular the right of eligible voters to have adequate time to register to vote and elect a government of their choice in a free and fair environment.
Mr. Tsvangirai added that an election date should be fixed according to the law and not simply be declared by President Robert Mugabe unilaterally. Mr. Mugabe has indicated that he will comply with the court ruling and declare an election date earlier than July 31st.
I doubt whether that position is sincere. If the question of respecting the rule of law and court decisions is anything to go by, I'm sure it's a dishonest position. Tell you what, in 2002 we went to an election and I challenged the results of 2002. Up to now the court has not even heard the case. So where is the rule of law respect that he's talking about? And I am sure that if he was questioned that if he is committed to the rule of law, it must apply in all cases and not to change the law to suit yourself. So we can't change goalposts when it comes to the law. The law cannot be applied selectively. It is to be applied in all cases.
When asked whether the parties were forming a grand coalition ahead of elections, MKD leader Simba Makoni said there was nothing wrong if that helped the majority of Zimbabweans. The parties criticized the court's ruling that an election must come before the end of July. Meanwhile, representatives of political parties met with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission and expressed the concerns that Zimbabweans remain unaware of how the mobile voter registration exercise will be rolled out. In response, ZEC Deputy Chairperson Joyce Kazembe said the voter educators her commission deployed countrywide today were drawn from a list of civil servants submitted to the electoral body by the Public Service Commission. Prime Minister Tsvangirai personally met with ZEC officials to discuss the commission's preparedness to conduct the mobile voter registration exercise and elections thereafter. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.